I was born in Castle Street in 1898. And I was one in a family of 12. Ten daughters and two sons. And we used to go to the Church of England school right opposite where the library is now. And we used to leave school at the age of 13. And then I went and worked on the hills with my dad when they used to take the bark from the coppice trees to the tanneries down at Porlock. And I used to go up and help him. And then I used to have a shilling a week. And then he said, well, if you can take the bark off the trees, we used to have to stand 5 foot high, cut the bark around the coppice trees. We used to have them a certain size, you know, and it had to be straight. And they used to cut down all the rubbish in between. And then we used to have to cut the bark all around it as far as you could stand up, 5 foot. And then you had to have this tool, what they called a ripper, and slide it all down through the bark until you come to the bottom. And then you had to gradually work the bark around until you could loosen it to pull it away from the tree. And they used to call that leggings.
You obviously remember the broom squires then?
Oh, yes, yes. I had an old gent that lived with me. Well, he was related to my husband, an uncle. Of course, when I went up Castle Hill to live, he was there. And he used to make the brooms.
What was his name?
Palmer. And he used to take... He'd take 6 heather brooms. He'd go to Barford Park. That's nearly in Denmore, isn't it? He and walk, he never went on a train or rode in a bus. Always used to walk. He'd take 6 brooms on his shoulder to Barford Park, sell them there. 6 pence each. He'd go from there to the Agapemini Abspaxon. Their picket, the picket family lived. He'd go in there, find out if they wanted any, so that he could make another 6 and take up there. And they used to very often give him some bread and cheese and a pint of beer. And he'd go from there to Gavinny Hall. Down from there, calling at Kennington to the Reverend Broccoli Davis's, find out if he wanted some. Then he'd walk home.